好，下面我们再唱一首生命圣诗。
Up, we're going to sing hymn Amazing Grace.
读经时间，今天的经文是约翰福音第十七章第十一节到十二节。
Now is scripture reading time. We're going to read John 17, verse 11 to 12.
先读中文，然后读英文。
We're going to read in Chinese first and then in English.
大家一起来，从今天以后，我不在世上，你们却在。我在你们那里去，圣父啊，求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，以你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也保卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。好，现在，英语。
Let's read it together. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me.None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture will be fulfilled.
好，今天读经就到这里，请小朋友们回到你们的教室。
Children, please go to your class.
下面我有一点分享。
And now it's, sermon sharing time.
都是关于我们今天圣餐礼的一些经文和一些思考。
And it's about the scriptures that we usually use in communion.
我想在这之前呢，我们先集中读一下相关经文。
So, at first, let's read the scriptures that's relevant to this topic.
这三段经文呢，实际上都是说的一件事情，而且这个用词呢，基本一致，但是它的意思不太一样。所以呢，我们集中读一下呢。对后面的一些信息呢，是基础，是很有帮助的。好，我们先从马太福音，我们用中文和英文呢同时来读。
So the three scriptures, they're very similar. However, they represent different meanings. So let's read them together first, and it will be helpful for us to understand today's message. We're going to read in Chinese and English all together.
先读马太福音第二十六章二十六节到二十八节。
We're going to read Matthew 26, verse 26 and 28.
好，我们开始。他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福就掰开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这。”因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。好，我们下面这个马可福音的十四章二十二节到二十四节开始。
Now we're going to read Mark 14:24-25.
这是我的身体，耶和
华。
他们都喝了。耶稣说：“这是我立约的血，为多人流出来。”好像还是讲中文的多一些哈，听着声音大一些。下面这个一节经文呢是《路加福音》，路加福音呢第二十二章第十九到二十节。
The last one is Luke 22, verse 19 to 20.
还是中英文一起读。开始。又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开递给他们，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。我们应该为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来，说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。”好，我们这三节经三段经文呢，我们就先读到这里。基本上呢，这里讲的呢，就是我们这个主设这个圣餐礼的意义所在。
So after reading the three scriptures, you can see that all three scriptures are talking about the meaning of the communion.
为什么要这个三次重复？因为它是听众不一样。
Why did the Bible have three places documenting the same event? It's because the audience, the person who experienced was from different persons.
我们在查考圣经，尤其是四福音书的时候呢，我们知道呢，四福音书有不同的听众，有不同的目的。
And we know that the four gospels in the Bible, they are all.Different because they are meant for different audience.
尤其是前三个福音书呢，它分别讲的是国王、仆人和人子。
Especially the first three of the gospel book, it talks about the king, the servant, and the son.
四福音书都三这三个福音书都有这段经文，说明这三种职分都需要这个圣约。
So as you can see, the three books all mentioned this event, mentioned communion. It means that the three characters that we just mentioned all require the three roles all require communion to fulfill.To fulfill its role.
Okay. 下面呢，我们就稍微 对这个圣坛礼呢做一点这个概括性的回顾。
So now we're going to do just a little review and explanation about communion.
我想以前呢这个很多讲员呢都肯定都涉及到这个题目讲的很多了。
So this topic has been talked about many times before.
我今天呢就想呢把它尽量的全面的把它放在一起，不会很具体，但是概括性的说一下。
So today I want to go over it from a big picture standpoint.
第一点呢就想说一下呢，就圣坛礼是什么意思。
And first, I want to talk about what does communion mean?
第二点呢就讲呢圣坛礼有什么意义，也就是它的重要性。
And second, I want to talk about the importance of communion.
圣坛礼是什么意思呢？我想分三个方面来讲。
And for the meaning of communion, I want to divide it into three different topics.
首先呢，我们从字面含义上看。
So from a literal meaning.
第一点，圣坛礼的本意就是分给和交换。
So from the word communion, it means sharing and exchanging.
Okay, 我们今天是分饼领杯，实际上它就是分给我们。然后第二点呢，就是谁来分。
So you know that if you have watched the communion, you know that the communion is about everybody take a part in the bread and take a part in the cup. And so the second point is, where did the communion come from? Or who did it come from?
那就是我们的主耶稣。
It's our Lord Jesus Christ.
第三点呢，是给谁的。
And the third point is, who is communion for?
就是我们得救的基督徒。
It's for us who are saved, who are Christians.
Okay.然后还有第四点，主给了什么。
And the fourth point is about what did Jesus give?
这里有一个公式，这主给的我们呢是主耶稣的身体和宝血。
And here you can see on the PowerPoint there is an equation here. On one side,is what Jesus gave us, which is his body and blood.
这个呢等于是他的生命。
And this is equivalent to his life.
然后呢又等于我们的新生命。
Which leads to our new life.
这个里呢这个经文是很多的哈，我们可以这个我想弟兄姊妹都很熟悉，我们稍微呢看一下这个经文哈，就是约翰福音第六章第五十三节和五十四节。
And there are many scriptures that explain what this equation means, and one of them is John chapter 6, verse 53 to 54.
这里呢告诉我们呢主耶稣给的我们是什么，然后我们得到的是什么。
And here it tells us clearly what Jesus gave us and what we have obtained.
好，我们弟兄姊妹一起来念一下，还是中英文一起念。
And let's read this together, Chinese and English.
好，开始。耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。我肉和我血的，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他们复活。好，这段经文我们可以很清楚地看出呢，就是吃主耶稣的肉和主耶稣的血，就有他的生命在里面。然后我们再看一段经文，是这个哥林多前书第十章第十六和十七节。
And so, in John, the scripture clearly shows us the relationship between his life, his body, and his blood, and our life.
我们还是一起来读中英文一起开始。
不是中。
所掰开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？他们基督仍是一个饼。好，我想呢，弟兄姊妹读了这个经文以后呢，应该是很清楚了，就知道这是什么意思。哎，然后呢，就是说，这个主给我们什么呢？这个我们应该是要特别清楚的，因为这是我们的新生命，这是我们生命的实质。
And so here it is very clear from the scripture that we have obtained a new life. It's the essence, the spiritual new life.
然后我们下一个逻辑性的问题就是说呢，我们自己失去的是什么？
So logically, if we obtain something, do we lose something?
这涉及到呢第二个意思呢，就是说交换。
So here there is an exchange.
就是老我。
And the thing that we exchanged, we gave out was the old self.
我们知道老我和新我是不能共同存在一起的。
And we must know that the new self and our new life and the old life cannot coexist.
好，最后一点，实际上其他的地方也还会提到，我们完成了什么，就是建立了新约。
And so through the communion, what did we accomplish? What we accomplished is the new covenant.
好，刚才我们讲到呢，从字面意思呢来理解是什么。现在我们看看呢，从圣约的角度来看。这是什么意思？
So we so now we're going to look at from a covenant standpoint. What does the Holy Communion mean?
第一个意思就是建立了新约。
The first meaning is the establish of a new covenant.
哎，这里有许多经文都是讲这个的哈。我们稍微看一下这个一节经文吧。
Here we're going to look at scripture Hebrew.
哥林多前书第十一章二十四二十六。
Sorry, it's 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24 to 26.
好，这个我们第一节就不念了，从二十五节开始就是饭后那儿，中英文还是一起。
We're going to read from 25.
开始饭后照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每次喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。好，谢谢。我们可以呢很清楚的看，从这个经文这个看到呢，这个就是用主耶稣的宝血来建立的新约。
So here we clearly see that the new covenant was established by Jesus, his own precious blood.
然后呢，第二点也是特别重要的，也是容易混淆的，就是说呢，我们完成了旧约。
And the second point, which sometimes can be confused, is the accomplishment of the old covenant.
我们也知道呢，就是如果我们没有从旧约摆脱那个辖制的话，我们不可能进入新约的。
If we was not released or came out of the old covenant, then we wouldn't be able to enter the new covenant.
我们再看一段经文。希伯来书呢，第九章第二十二节。
So here Hebrews 9:22.
我们还是中英文一起读。好，开始。
And according to the law, one may almost say, all things are cleansed with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
好，谢谢弟兄姊妹。这句话很清楚告诉我们呢，是这个。我们有罪呢，是用主耶稣用宝血来把我们这个洗净，然后把我们救赎。这里呢，我们还有其他一些经文，我想弟兄姊妹都很熟悉哈。我们就稍微提一下，完成旧约是用主耶稣的宝血
So in the verse from Hebrew, it clearly mentioned the sin and how it was cleansed. So those two, sin did not just disappear. And it's only when that requirement was fulfilled, that's when the old covenant was accomplished so that we can enter the new one.
然后下面两个呢是实际上是顺理 成章而来的，一个就是标志对死亡的胜利，一个就是庆贺新约的建立。
The next two points is the communion represents the ceremony of victory over death, as well as the celebration of a new relationship.
所以我们有时候也叫这个是喜宴，因为我们有了新的生命。
That's why sometimes we call communion also as a celebration.
Okay. 然后我们再看一下呢，然后在最后一点呢，就是从时间上看呢，我们的圣坛礼。
So the last aspect is, regarding from a time standpoint, what does the Holy Communion mean?
为了节省时间呢，我们就这个不提这个有关经文了。大家有疑问的话，可以去查一下。
So if you have any questions about the scripture regarding this matter, please do your own research.
第一点呢，就是这个圣餐呢是在这个星期四晚上吃的最后晚餐。
So the first communion, the covenant was made at the last supper on Thursday evening.
那个时候呢，就是签订了这个圣约。
And that's when the new covenant was established.
然后星期五的下午就是第二天。主耶稣就在十字架上舍命，完成了圣约。
And the next day, on that Friday afternoon, on the cross, Christ died for us, and that's when the covenant was accomplished.
这里主要的内容呢，就是说主耶稣流出了他的宝血，完成了圣约。
And the most significant event is Jesus, he died, He shed his blood for us, and he fulfilled the requirement of the covenant.
然后呢，涉及到我们每个人的生命，就是每一个基督徒在觉知的时候，就是实际上呢是加入了这个圣约。
And then the next is at the event of for us as his, to make a decision to become his disciples. When we do that, that's when we participate in the covenant.
再一个呢，就是我们今天来参加这个圣餐礼，就是说呢，参加圣餐礼来纪念主，纪念主是为了纪念主的圣约，来回顾圣约的内容，来省察自己。
And then every time when we attend the Holy Communion, we are participating in the covenant and remembering Lord's requirement and his covenant and examine ourselves.
好，时间再往后走，然后主耶稣再来的时候，代表了我们所有的基督徒都完成了在世上的圣约责任。
And when Jesus comes again, that's when we all together accomplish the commission, his commission for us on earth.
好，还有最后一个就是永恒的，回到天家以后要履行永恒的圣约责任。
And lastly is after we return to heavenly home, we will have accomplished all of the eternal obligations.
那个责任是永远没有止境的，我们知道的不太多，但是颂赞神、歌颂神、敬拜神，那是我们主要的内容。
And those roles are not Some of them are not clear to us, was not clearly revealed to us, but definitely worship him and praise him, our Lord, is one of the responsibilities we'll have.
Okay. 好，下面我们稍微给一点这个直观的印象，看看谁来参加这个最后的晚餐了。这当然是这个后来的艺术家创造出来的。
So now we're going to have some visual display to help you understand better what happened at the first communion, which is the Last Supper. And this picture was created by some artist.
Okay. And 我们呢，这个可以看出呢，就是这一些人来签订了这个圣约，代表了我们。
And as you can see, there is only a limited number of people there who were present at the first communion. However, they represent us.
好，下面我想再说一点呢，就是说关于这个圣约的意义。意义呢，第一个意义呢，就是得到允许，得到应许，得以完全。
So what does the communion, what is the outcome of communion? The first one is we are being perfected.
好，这个呢，我们看一段经文。希伯来书第十一章第39-40。
Let's look at Hebrew 11:39-40.
我们呢还是这个中英文一起读。
We're going to read it all together.
好，开始。这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得到所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫我们若不与他们同得，就不能完全。好，这个说得很清楚哈。我们虽然这个历史历代有很多信心的前辈，但是他们只得到了证据，而没有得到完全。
And so this is talking about all the many famous characters, especially from the Old Testament. They had great faith, and they've been given the promise, yet they did not see it, the covenant to be carried out.
好，我们就看一看呢，就是说谁能和我们同得应许，同得完全。
So let's look at who are the ones who can receive the promise and be perfected.
首先是十一个参加这个最后晚餐的门徒。
And of course, the first ones are the 11 disciples who attended the Last Supper.
第二个呢，就是信心的前辈，我们的亚伯拉罕、亚伯、挪亚、摩西，包括妓女拉合。
And the second group are the believers, the ones that were mentioned in Hebrew, Abel, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Rahab.
更全的名单，请到希伯来书第十一章去看。
And all of that are detailed in Hebrew.
还有就是主耶稣之前，但是仰望主耶稣救赎的人。
Also, there's a group who believed, who was born before Christ, but they lived in hope of Christ.
还有已经安息主怀的弟兄姊妹。
Also, there is a group of Christians who rested in Christ.
好，还有更多的历史历代的基督徒。
The list continues. There includes also Christians in histories.
然后到我们教会，我们教会所有的基督徒，不管是安息主怀的，还是依然为主事工的。
And also Christians nowadays, including us who are in our church, no matter we are still living, active, or have rested in Christ.
一旦健在的基督徒呢，不管今天在大堂里 还是在别处服侍，甚至在旅途当中。
Just one explanation. It means it doesn't have to be the Christian believers who are sitting in this sanctuary. It includes those who are serving in other places, who are traveling at another physical location.
还有世界各地的基督徒。
And also all Christians around the world.
对，我们可以看出，因为我们是一个身体，大家都在一起。
This is because we believe in one Lord and we are one body.
好，下面第二个意义我就稍微呢很快的过一下，因为时间限制。就是我们有了主的生命。
The second indication is the same life that we share in Jesus Christ.
我们先从第二开始，我们有一个标准，就是圣经告诉我们的标准。
And for all of us, we have one standard, which is revealed by the Bible.
我们有一个榜样，就是主耶稣基督。
And we only have one role model, who is Christ Jesus.
我们有一个身体，就是我们同在主耶稣里面，我们弟兄姊妹互为肢体。
And there is only one body, and we being each different part of the same body.
我们心智合一，通行天路，因为我们是在主耶稣里面。
And we have the same goal and the same path because we are all in Christ.
我们感同身受，同气连枝，就是我们基督徒呢，别人的痛苦也是我们的痛苦，别人欢乐也是我们的欢乐。
And we shall all empathize with each other and be compassionate with each other.
我们每天长进，建造教会，我们在教会里同时长进。
And we all require growth spiritually, and we are all obliged to be part of building our church.
Okay. 最后一个实际上也是第一个，就是因为我们有了新的生命，我们不同于世人。
And the last, but actually the most important one is we all have new lives and we are different than the ones who are living in the world.
好，我们呢，今天的分享的信息呢，就基本上到这里。我们可以看到呢，因为我们是主耶稣的门徒。
So that, to conclude today's message, we see that we are all believers are disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们今天呢，在这里和主耶稣，同聚一堂。
And we are gathered here today to be with Christ.
再一次表明我们的心智。
To re-declare our believes in him.
我们要和主耶稣永远同在。
Our intention to be with him forever.
一直到回到天家。
Until the time that we can return to his heavenly home.
下面呢是这个我有一个祷告，这个祷告呢也是这个我们这个会众呢这个感恩祷告的开始。我开始以后呢，这个然后有这个王云成弟兄呢做一个最后一个结束祷告。祷告时间呢10到15分钟。
So now we're gonna start